Welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you along the way. When asked if he liked being in the army, a young soldier replied, "I am not in the service to enjoy myself, and the military officials are not interested primarily in my comfort or pleasure. There is a war to be won, and that's why I've been called up along with others. And until the victory is proclaimed, I will have to forget about personal ease and delight." That young soldier had the right idea. I'm sure he was a faithful soldier. The Lord Jesus has something to say about duty in the verses that we'll read today.
This is life, this world with all its pleasures, struggles and tears, a smile, a frown, a sigh, friendship so true, and love of kin and neighbor. Sometimes 'tis hard to live always. The living, the forms of those who disappear, replace, and each one dreams that he will be enduring. How soon that one becomes the missing face.
And now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Give us more faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith, though it were as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this mulberry tree, 'Uproot thyself and plant thyself in the sea,' and it would obey you. If any one of you had a servant following the plow or the sheep, would he say to him, when he came back from the farm, 'Go and fall to at once'? Would he not say to him, 'Prepare my supper, and then gird thyself and wait upon me while I eat and drink? Thou shalt eat and drink thyself afterwards.' Does he hold himself bound in gratitude to such a servant for obeying his commands? I do not think it of him. And you in the same way, when you have done all that was commanded you, are to say, 'We are servants and worthless. It was our duty to do what we have done.'" That I may be sheltered from winds that beat on thee, from fearing when I should aspire, from faltering when I should climb higher. From silken self, O captain free, thy soldier who would follow thee.